celebrating 21 years of democratic rule in the country without military incursion since 1999 to date, is cheering for many Nigerians and call for celebration. The transition, beginning with former President Olusegun Obasanjo in 1999, is still being sustained under the present administration of President Muhammadu Buhari. Speaking on the country's democratic experience, FUTA Public Relations Officer Mr. Adegbenro Adebanjo submitted that 21 years of democratic experience in the nation actually call for applause.
This is the first time that Nigeria would have 21 years of unbroken democracy. We've even had in the process transition from one political party to the other and transition among at least four presidents. This is very, very significant, and it is something that we should beat our chest and say that as a nation, we are gradually deepening the democratic processes in Nigeria.
Mr. Adegbenro, who was a former editor with the National News magazine, however, expressed reservation over the nation's weak institutions, noting that such could be detrimental to democratic development. The Ondo State Commissioner for Information, Mr. Donald Ojogo, opined that certain expectations of the masses in the area of press freedom, among others, had been met under democratic dispensation, but hinted that expectations of the masses were still high in relation to other dividends of democracy.
Seeing the need for us to be free, we've also seen the benefits of press freedom, we've seen the benefits of freedom of association and individual liberties of Nigerians.
On his part, a public affairs analyst, Mr. Ayo Moradeyo, expressed dismay over the culture of vote buying, which he said was not healthy for democratic advancement.
One issue that we need to address at this moment is the issue of vote buying, which has almost rubbished our electoral system. It is really giving us problems because once you have money, you can win election in this country, and this is not fair.
Other respondents who spoke to Radio Nigeria emphasized on strengthening democratic institutions in the country. In Akure, Shola Oguntoye for Radio Nigeria.